Hi, I'm Carissa Vacker, and welcome back to Sleep Wave, a podcast where we let waves of relaxation wash over you through original sleep meditations and hypnosis created to help you fall asleep tonight. And don't worry if you don't hear the end of an episode. I encourage you to drift off whenever you're ready. Before we get started on tonight's episode, I'd like to say thanks again for all of the great ratings and reviews you guys have left us on Apple Podcasts and some of the other networks too. We loved hearing from Amy Euphoria, who hasn't made it through a single episode awake, even though she's struggled with chronic insomnia. Hope you love this one too, and don't make it to the end. So if you too find that sleep has come easier since listening to Sleepwave, and you've not yet reached out to us, please let us know via the reviews on Apple Podcasts. We read them every day, and your ratings and reviews help us reach even more people who need a little help with their sleep right now. Before we begin, I wanted to let you know about the best way to get a perfect night's sleep. With Sleepwave Premium, enjoy an ad-free experience, 2 exclusive bonus episodes a month, as well as our back catalog of premium content. Your support really helps. Sign up takes 2 taps, so please click the link in the show notes. But now, it's time for a quick word from our sponsors who make this free content possible.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As an actor in LA, I once had an acting teacher who gave me this interesting idea. He told me that if I read my audition materials right before bed, that my mind would work on it in my sleep, and not only would my lines be memorized more thoroughly, but that unique choices of what to do in the scene would come to me by morning too. I can get this work done in my sleep? Count me in. I am sorry to say that this technique did not work as easily and miraculously as I hoped it would. It felt way too risky for me to trust that these things could occur in my sleep, and even the idea of it made me feel more nervous than I already was about the upcoming audition. I felt like I needed to not only craft but also control each moment of my auditions to ensure they went off flawlessly, which meant I rehearsed the heck out of everyone I had, making sure I was the most prepared I could be. I also didn't have very much fun, though. I was sure that if I wasn't working hard, really hard, then I didn't earn the things that came to me. Thus, letting go a bit and letting my imagination play in my sleep felt foolish to me. Looking back, though, the funny thing is that I think a lot more things would have come to me had I just loosened my grip a tiny bit. That's certainly the experience I've had in recent years as I've learned to make feeling good a priority. The idea my acting teacher was positing was essentially the idea of manifestation. That word has gotten a lot of play in recent years, and it may elicit an automatic eye roll for some, but what it means to me is just this: being willing to feel good. If I choose to feel good about my career when I'm still trying to get it off the ground, or my health when I'm sick, or sleep when I've been suffering from insomnia, it may seem silly at best, false or forced at worst. But this is part of the magic that can come from meditation. By gently quieting your busy thoughts, you naturally begin to feel better. By feeling better, it is easier to be open to the things you want making their way to you. There is a sense of ease in feeling good, a letting go, a confidence that even if things don't always work out the way you expected, that they're still working out. Tonight, we're going to practice meditation together, opening ourselves up to feeling good and all that may bring. This is Dream Your Way to Feeling Good by Billy Gill. When you dream at night, your subconscious mind is both integrating experiences you had while you were awake and also sending information from deep within the unconscious up toward the conscious level of your mind. That's why you are able to remember your dreams, though your memory of a dream is always slightly different than the dream itself. When you remember a dream, you are awake. When you are actually dreaming, you are asleep. If you are thinking about a dream from a conscious state of mind, you aren't looking at the same thing that occurred in the unconscious. It's a reflection or maybe a shadow of the dream, but the dream itself belongs to the unconscious, and to remember it is to look through the distorted lens of the conscious mind to peer into the depths. Inevitably, something is altered. However, some of the dream material makes its way to the surface and presents us with an opportunity to understand the motivations and concerns that are often hidden from us in our waking life. A deeply held wish is sometimes called a dream. Of course, people know the difference between these deep wishes and those images that play in our dreams when we sleep. But there is some overlap between these two forms of dreaming. The deeply held dream or fantasy hasn't yet manifested in the world of our senses, that is to say, what we call real life. Why do we call the world of the senses real? It must be that we experience the real world as somehow more persistent and therefore more real. For example, if you were to have a dream that you were on vacation and talking with people and laughing and enjoying yourself, in the dream, you would feel that you were really having that experience for as long as the dream were to last. When you awaken, however, you say to yourself, "Oh, it was a dream. It wasn't real." It's the ephemeral quality of dreams that causes us to say they aren't real. Since it is here one moment and gone the next, we say it isn't real, even though, to the dreamer, the dream seems real. The waking world is considered to be more real than that of dreams. Perhaps it's because there is a more enduring quality to the experiences we have when we are awake and conscious. However, it's also true that there is a relatively ephemeral quality to the world of the senses as well. The simple passage of time shows us that nothing really stays the same, and that the world is in a constant state of flux, changing moment to moment. It begs the question, if dreams are so easily dismissed as unreal because they are fleeting and ephemeral, is there something even more enduring and more real than the world that is presented to us through our senses? This is Plato's basic question in his Theory of Forms, which posits that the physical world is not as real or true as timeless, absolute, unchangeable ideas. According to this theory, Ideas, in this sense, which he also calls forms, are the non-physical essences of all things, of which objects and matter in the physical world are merely imitations. If apples are red and rubies are red, is there something about redness that exists beyond both apples and rubies? This property of redness would be an ideal form that, according to Plato, is even more real than the apple or ruby. It's a theory that has led to much controversy in philosophy throughout history, but it is related to your dreams in an important way. Our dreams, as we call them, these deeply held wishes for our future, exist in this ideal plane. They are qualities of experience that exist in the abstract. The qualities of abundance and health and beauty and happiness are qualities that transcend the objects that we perceive in our daily lives. Say that you have in your mind some sort of dream job. This job has certain qualities that you wish to experience. If you were to get the job that you saw in your mind, you would soon discover that the job had its own limitations. Even though the job possesses many of the qualities you dreamed of, the actual experience of the job is different than the dream version. The qualities you wished for in the job, abundance, creativity, excitement, etc., transcend the job itself. In Plato's view, they exist on another plane of reality, one that is even more enduring than the physical world of the senses, which he said were actually shadows mimicking the transcendent reality. The dream is subconscious, and our waking life is conscious. Whether you believe that waking consciousness is more real than the dream, or the other way around, tonight's meditation is a process of allowing both sides of reality to influence and balance one another. The yogis had a concept called Praktipaksha, which literally means the other side. It's similar to how two people may argue in a debate. One side argues for a proposition, and the other side argues against. The desirable outcome is that by looking at the subject from the two opposing sides, some new insight may arise about the topic. One side balances the other by opposing it. As you lie in bed, make sure that you are comfortable. The body itself can be thought of as two sides. Consider the front and the back of your body. If you are lying flat on your back, you could walk your shoulder blades toward one another, which would cause the muscles of your upper back, between your shoulder blades, to contract. At the same time, the other side of your upper body, your chest, opens up and expands. That is an example of Pratipaksha. Realizing the connection between one side and the other. In the same way, one side of consciousness, your dreams, can communicate and balance the other side of life, your waking life. The dynamic that appears as you give one side its due and then consider the other side brings balance. If one is too preoccupied with the world of the senses, they cut themselves off from the potency of dreams. If there is too much emphasis on the abstract or spiritual side, The immediate and sensual experience of waking life is lost. Human beings have both of these sides within themselves, and the calm stability that comes from balancing these energies brings with it the ability to achieve one's dreams and benefit others as well. Allow yourself to take a deep, slow inhale and gently release the breath. Continue breathing at your own pace for some time. In order to balance these two sides, the dreams of the unconscious and the practicality of the conscious, we will now practice alternate nostril breathing. The left nostril corresponds to the moon, and the right nostril corresponds to the sun. The sun and the moon are symbols of the day and the night, respectively. During the day, we are awake. During the night, we dream. So the left nostril, associated with the moon, symbolizes the subconscious and dreams, while the right nostril, associated with the sun, symbolizes the conscious mind and the senses. Begin by taking a comfortable inhale through both nostrils. Notice a brief pause, and then exhale through the mouth. Again, inhale through both nostrils. Pause. Exhale through the mouth and register the natural pause at the bottom of the exhale. Once more, inhale through both nostrils. Pause. Exhale through through the mouth. Pause. At any point, if you feel the need to return to this way of breathing, feel free to do so. In general, the energy of the right nostril and the energy of the left nostril fluctuate throughout the day. In this practice, we are paying attention to how the energy flows in each nostril, but never becoming forceful with the breath. With practice, you will become very attuned to the sensations of the breath on the right and left side. The right and left nostrils are really stimulating the right and left sides of the body. As you try to direct your awareness with each alternating breath, don't worry too much if you don't feel the breath switch from the right to left nostril. There's no need to use your hands to manipulate the nostrils either. Although there are some methods of practice that use the hands to manually shift the breath from side to side, for our purposes, simply shift from one nostril to the other using only your intention. Your intention is enough. Begin. When you are ready, by inhaling through the left nostril and notice the pause at the top of your breath. Imagine that the energy of the breath has been gathered at the center of the brow. As you exhale, using your intention, release the breath slowly through your right nostril. Notice a brief pause as your exhale turns into an inhale through the right nostril, drawing the energy of the breath to the brow center. Exhale through the left nostril and feel the whole left side of the body relax. Inhale through both nostrils. Pause. Exhale through both nostrils. Pause. This completes one cycle of alternate nostril breathing. Continue on at your own pace. If you need to take a round or two of easy breathing, in through the nose and out through the mouth, give yourself permission to breathe in this way, or however the breath naturally wants to move. When you are ready for another cycle of alternate nostril breathing together, inhale through the left nostril. Notice the pause at the center of the brow. Exhale through your right nostril. The whole right side of the body relaxes. Pause. Inhale again through the right nostril, gathering energy at the center of the brow. Pause there. Exhale through the left nostril. The whole left side of the body relaxes. Pause. Inhale through both nostrils. Exhale through both nostrils to complete the cycle. Continue breathing in this way, or in any way that feels good, for some time. Once again, inhale through the left, the moon. Pause at the brow. Exhale through the right nostril, the sun. Pause at the bottom of the breath. Inhale through the right nostril. The sun. Pause at the brow. Exhale through through the left nostril. The moon. The moon. The moon. Pause at the bottom of the breath. Inhale through both nostrils. Exhale through both nostrils. Go on breathing in this way. You know it well by now. The two sides balance the energies of your conscious and subconscious mind, your dreams and your experience. Allow these two energies to effortlessly flow and transform from one to the other, pouring dreams into reality and reality into dreams. Go on breathing in this way for as long as you like. Sleep. Sleep.